I'm picking up my granddaughter. In fact, here she is now.
Oh, this is your granddaughter. She's lovely. What's her name?
Chanel.
Chanel, do you know you've got a day of school tomorrow?
Yeah.
Do you know why?
I think it's because of the teachers refuse to work because they don't get paid a lot.
And did your teacher tell you that?
No, it was on the letter.
I see. And Grandad, you got this newsletter as well. How will this affect you?
Well, it means I've got to look after Chanel tomorrow because her mum works, so it means I've got that.
Do you agree with the strikes?
Yeah, I do. The government are breaking the contract that when these people sign up to do this job, they're all entitled to a contract. They've got a contract, and now the government are breaking it. So, yeah, I agree entirely with the strike.
Did you ever strike in your time at work?
I have done, years ago. I don't work now, but yeah, I have done.
What did you strike for?
Better pay and conditions, all that sort of thing. But I mean, in my day, there was a lot more strikes than there is now. People can't afford to strike, but then for the position they're in, I think they should be bringing the retirement down, not putting the age up. Get some of the young'uns out. When they leave school, what they got to go to? Just making the older ones work longer. There's nothing for the younger ones.
Do you think it'll work?
Probably not. If they could afford to go out and stay out, then something might happen.
How many children are you picking up from school today?
I've got three boys.
Tomorrow, junior school's closed. What does that mean for you?
It means that the children won't be attending school.
And that you will have to look after them?
I will.
Are you a stay-at-home mum anyway?
I am at the moment, yeah.
How do you feel about the strikes?
I think the government should have chosen their words a bit more carefully, in the sense that they shouldn't have predetermined what the talks were going to end up as, and should have given them chance for the unions to sit round the table and negotiate fairly and not come up with any preconceived solutions.
Do you agree with the strikes?
Yes, I do. As a person who has been in a union, I don't think the unions take it lightly to bring their members out on strike. And I think if negotiations don't work, actions speak louder than words.
We've already planned ahead, and we've, you know, taken the day off work to take the children away. But the effect actually is more to do with the inconvenience of having to ask for the day off, and the managers kind of saying yes, no, whatever. But it's been okay.
Will you lose a lot of money having to take a day off work?
No, I've taken it as annual leave, so I've not lost money in terms of cash-wise, but I've lost a day off holiday.
So the juniors will stay at home and the infant you will bring to school, or do you think you'll keep him
I
at home as well?
Most likely we're going to keep both of them at home, because I've just spoken to the teacher and she says she's not coming in. So the infant school, even though they're open, they're not actually going to be fully functional. As far as I'm aware, most of the teachers won't be here, so it's actually senior management who will be floating around. So I'm not too sure how many students they'll be able to take hold of. So we won't bring him in.
Do you agree with the strikes?
Yeah. I'm a teacher.
Are you? Are you striking yourself?
No.
Why aren't you striking?
Because I'm in a union that doesn't look at strike. So I'm a voice union, and we're not supposed to strike. But I agree with the options.
Do you think it will work?
Depends on how far they want to go. One day strike won't work. If it's a 3-day strike and it continues, then maybe yes.
Do you think it will last longer? Do you think it'll be longer than one day?
Depends on who blinks first. My point of view is that the cuts are not positive. There are other ways of making all these cuts, and the government aren't listening to the local people or the people who voted them in. So I wouldn't be against the strikes. However, at the same time, there should be a kind of a compromise between both parties.